paying for winter.
You definitely need AC the last few days.
Oh, they've got it.
That's better accommodations than I'm used to.
Is the fence going to go down the entire part of the property, or just going to kind of cover up where the dogs are?
The fence is completely around the back behind my house.
So it keeps the kennel in your house, that's right, from the rest of your property?
Yes, sir.
And it keeps it from the neighbor?
If you pulled that picture back up, if he zoomed in real big.
Well, that's what I was trying to get to, is our beacon. I mean, I could go to this one.
Okay. Here's the house. Here's this building. We burnt this building down, and we burnt that building down. I replaced it with the nice building you saw. These were the three carports that we turned around and went that way with. This was already fenced here and here and here, and we enclosed the front end. So my dogs cannot see anything behind side, and they can't see me when I come out of my house. Because if not, you know, they know mama's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got any more questions?
Nope.
We'll see you the, what's our August?
August 14th.
14th. Okay.
Thank you.
Here's
Thank
your
you.
Pictures. Was there an envelope with those?
Did y'all need to
envelope right here, man.
Okay.
Do you
want
to look at them anymore? No, we'll go take pictures. We'll be out there.
They'll be out there. They'll look for themselves anyway.
And y'all can keep these out of the
office. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. Misty Mountain Dog Grooming. State your name for her, please.
Sheila Bailey.
Okay, this is 219 Misty Mountain Road, Walnut Shade, Misty Mountain Dog Grooming. It's right on the county line, right on Highway 65. This is the parcel that's listed on the application. Everybody kind of had their location. This is 176 going to the west. The county line's right there. Kind of zooming in on the area of the property. I called and asked, and it's in this building, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That she's wanting to hold this or start this business.
That used to be an old RV park, wasn't it? Or
it still is.
Still is RV
still
park.
Is RV.
Yeah.
I built it.
Yeah, that's this building here. So, different pictometry views. This one's from the south. One from the east. And the west. That's it. I've also got it pulled up on the beacon. If you want to look at it. I can't move any farther to the north on beacon because it only covers Cheney County. So.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
No overnight stays with the dogs, I guess?
No.
What's your hours of operation?
The Monday through Friday, like 8 to 5, and then possibly on Saturday.
It's right there. Saturday is by appointment only.
Yes.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
Mm-mm.
We'll see you August the 14th.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'll begin to hold up you to come out and take pictures and different things. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Kings Ridge. I have to get the county to get you a faster computer, Scott.
It's my hand that's not fast. Kings Ridge, off Stinger Road in Branson, this case number 1729. Bee Creek Road is here, Highway 65. This is the interchange, Walmart, Home Depot, all that good stuff, and the Bee Creek interchange at the south end. Zoom in a little bit. Here's the Bee, I don't know for sure what they call them, but the Bee Creek.
Bee Creek Apartments.
Apartments, Bee Creek, that's what I was thinking. The property in question's here, and I think they brought kind of a large mock-up to show you that we can, and I think I gave you a black and white copy of it. There are different views of this property from the north, from the south, and the east, and the west.
Pretty much all timber now, isn't it?
It was cleared not long ago.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of all
partially.
Yeah, partially. So,
and I've got it on Beacon that we can move around, look at it if you want to.
If you could stay at that one point, if you will, and when it's my turn to speak, I'd like to show you a couple little things.
Right here,
please.
Yep.
Anybody got any questions?
One question, access off Stinger Road. Mm-hmm. We had another project that was proposed coming in there with the mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Layton.
Yes.
I've got some detail to share with you on that.
Okay.
Okay. If it's all right, I'm Charlie Ingram. Mm-hmm. And in 1991, I developed Cozy Cove just down the street from this. And Benita and I were just talking about how things have changed in our area since then. A couple of things. If you take a look, the Bee Creek Apartments are there, serviced by the City Sewer of Branson, which is the Taney County Sewer District. In front of us is the storage buildings to the right. To the left is Layton's Garage that you talked about in Stinger Road. And then where Gary Sneden's old house was at, just to the right of us, that is a not a Jewish synagogue. It's a Jewish congregation that follow the Christian faith. And then, of course, Jim Perry behind us. This particular piece of property, many of you might have seen from 65. It's really like a park-like setting. And when you say flat, it is not Taney County flat. It is Kansas flat, pretty as it can be. And two partners, Tom Goodoven here and Brad Mancato. And hopefully we're here today to set a little bit of a good standard and a guideline for a community that is only nightly rental. There is no unit in here will be for people to own and to have as a residence. Strictly a by-the-book nightly rental community is what we're developing. We're very aware of some of the things over the last months and years that have happened with nightly rental, and we think this is a perfect opportunity and a great location, especially since we've got apartments on one side, storage, and a mechanics a shop. Mr. Mancato has been involved for a number of years here, and there's such a need for 7 to 8 bedroom homes that are used for family retreats, reunions, and that type of thing. And so that is the purpose of doing Kings Ridge. To address Stinger, and I'll be glad to provide you all this later, there's been some misinformation that Stinger belongs to the apartments, and that is not correct. And we have a title policy from Tri-Lakes and Steve Babbitt that is giving us that title property there. And you will find that the Bee Creek Apartments have an ingress and egress in and out of there. But the land underneath it is on a title policy. And we made sure that we did all that with the previous landowner to make sure that we did not have any problem with ingress and egress. Also, as you all know in the last, as we've watched anxiously to see what would happen with the decision on the sewer system, and we have a letter from Kendall from the city, and I just asked him to send it to us because they have the capacity for us as well as District Water Number 3. They brought a 12-inch line, I think, if you remember, David, across from Branson Hills.
Yeah.
So we do not have to fight the problem we had at River Bend when we had a lot of pressure and no volume. Here we have plenty of pressure and plenty of volume coming from that side. The only thing we have to figure out now, which lift stations, what things will we do and that type of thing to meet those type of things. And we'll be working with Scott and Brad have already done that to put together this development with extra parking, some things that some of the other developments haven't done, and that's the concept for Kings Ridge.
You talked about the road, but you didn't say what you were going to do with it to make it withstand the extra pressure it's going to get from this additional usage from your project.
I don't think it's going to get near the usage that Bee Creek Apartments has given it.
Oh, it's a pretty good road.
It's a real good road. It's a
good two-lane road.
Yeah, you don't maintain it. It's a private road.
That's right. But do you think that the entrance and everything is going to be sufficient? There's going to be a lot of cars in and out.
Oh,
you get eight bedrooms times 65.
Well, sure, but it is a good entrance and a good road and good visibility along Bee Creek.
I don't perceive the congestion of the road as being a problem. The concern we had before when the auto mechanics went in there was it a public road? Was it a private road? Why was he denied access when we were going to give him access off the Stinger Road? He, in turn, had to put the entrance in himself off Bee Creek.
So I can answer that, and I'd rather do that probably in writing, but I can give you some of the gist of that. When Mr. Layton went to have that property done, and the people at Bee Creek probably made a little bit of an error, and you'll find that that's why when Tri-Lakes Title and Escrow agreed to give us the title insurance underneath that of the land that we own, underneath that. If you take a look, it is a dedicated public road, dedicated to the public, so it's not a private road. And under that dedication, Roselle did all the engineering for that. Ken over at Roselle is very up to speed on what we were trying to do here before we made any plans to do this. And so what happened is I think Mr. Layton got to the point, he said, instead of fighting this, I'll just put my entrance off of Bee Creek and can probably put the entrance in off Bee Creek cheaper than I could fight it legally. And I think that's what happened with him.
Sure. Yeah, I was staying in touch with Gail the whole way through. I know what happened. Because he's a friend of mine.
And I think what you will find, and again, it's not, the land underneath that road belongs to the property that we have. And that's why Tri-Lakes Title and Escrow is willing to write a title policy for that.
You're going to come right off that corner?
Yes, sir. If you take, Brad, why don't you show that to him right here?
Entrance coming in.
Yeah, I see it now. I just.
When you come in here, Stinger, and we'll come in here and cross the creek that's already there and come into this development. And if you notice what we've done, we've not used hardly any of the ridges. We've stayed up on the top to put that here to where they get all pretty level roads, extra parking in front of each one, and the center portion being on the lodge and clubhouse.
Yeah. And there are going to be 65 of these, and they're all going to sleep?
Five, six, or eight.
Sleep eight?
Could. Well, the eight bedrooms.
5 to 8 bedrooms.
Correct. 5 bedrooms.
Right.
Are you going to own them all, or are you going to sell them individually?
Sell them individually.
And then you'll take care of the nightly rental?
Well, not necessarily. There is a, what we want to do with this is have a condo plat, so that different than what we've done with a regular condo, we want them to be responsible for their siding and their brick and their windows. And then outside of that, then we can control the grounds and the shrubs and all that, but we're not coming back like I did at Cozy Cove, having to take care of all the siding, all the roofing, and all that. That is the plan.
Are you going to sell the property, or are you going to retain maintenance of the property and charge maintenance fees for them?
That is correct. We're maintaining the property, except for the house that will be tied
up
to
the buildings.
That is correct.
They'll own the footprint of the house.
That is correct. And we don't know whether it should be a foot yet or 2 foot.
Right.
We're still working on that with the legal counsel to find out which way that should be. Yeah. And that way you can control it. Otherwise, if you let 65 individuals, you couldn't control it in the way we want to control it.
We visited Cooper Estates about this kind of stuff. It's worked well for them.
I've got one more question.
Sure.
Recreation for people coming as nightly rentals to use is facilities there. Or like clubhouse, other.
That's the clubhouse by the pond, if I understand.
Correct.
Will they be big enough to accommodate the amount of people?
Yes, we've got this designed. We used a firm out of St. Louis, up in Westport that built the Recplex. For our particular project, the key thing to ours is centrally located to the High Road, Silver Dollar City, and the other things. Homes are very nice for families.